This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You might say the folks that got us into this fossil fuel mess are sounding the alarm on climate change with the power of their economic clout. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the wealth of which comes from the oil boom days of Standard Oil, the company founded by John D. Rockefeller and opened the era of modern energy, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund has announced that it is joining the global divestment movement. Some 180 institutions, including colleges, religious organizations, philanthropies, wealthy investors, and local governments, have all pledged in recent years to avoid companies tied to fossil fuels and to invest in cleaner companies. Ellen Dorsey is the executive director of the Wallace Global Fund. She's helped to recruit foundations into the divestment movement. Ellen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So this is pretty symbolically significant as well as economically significant, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund.
Yes, indeed. What it symbolizes is that a movement that began just over 3 years ago on college campuses has now spread to other sectors beyond universities, to faith groups, hospitals, philanthropy, pension funds, and even individuals who are committing to divest from fossil fuels and invest in climate solutions. And the movement's gone global. Today, our announcement of new institutions committing to divest include foundations from Africa, Asia, Europe, the UK, Australia. So very rapid progress in a very short period of time.
Give us a sense of the rules of divestment as you understand them. Is avoiding companies involved with fossil fuels the same as boycotting fossil fuel investments?
Well, I think what the movement has defined as divestment is divesting your portfolios from the top 200 companies, the companies with the most intensive carbon reserves, and doing that both for ethical reasons and financial reasons. Quite frankly, those companies have reserves that can never be burned, or we will irreparably cook the planet. So it's not a good business model. Those are assets that can't be used.
So do you believe that divestment actually has the tangible effect on preventing certain fossil fuel reserves from actually being burned, as well as reducing the investment viability of some of these securities?
This movement is about both building political power and demonstrating to governments and businesses alike that the energy transition has to happen and happen now. And it's also about modeling that transition with our investment portfolios. In addition to pulling out of the fossil fuels, it's about capitalizing the climate solutions, renewables, energy efficiency, clean tech, energy access for the world's majority, safe and clean energy.
What's your track record on pension funds? Because those involve the greatest number of actual consumers and, you know, people, citizens, as well as huge economic clout.
Well, the pension funds are just starting to move. Last week, an Australian pension fund announced that it would be withdrawing from coal investments. I think that's the sector that's just beginning to move, but I think this is going to happen very quickly. Today marks the 70th foundation that has joined this movement. And as you stated at the outset, with the participation of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, not only is this a substantial foundation in terms of its assets, but it's very symbolic that it is, in fact, the heirs of Standard Oil.
Ellen Dorsey is executive director of the Wallace Global Fund, helping to recruit foundations to the fossil fuel divestment movement. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Thank you.